So, I know we haven't done communions like we used to, and that's probably my great fault. Today, I want to go back to a communion that we did 9 years ago. And I have every confidence that the edification of its message is as true today as it was back then. So herein is that communion from April 5th, 2008. So, I found the circumstances of today kind of interesting. I was asked during the week if I had an old list. Somebody thought I might have an old list. And I said, gee, I don't know if I have it or not, but I said I'll look. And today it afforded me the opportunity, and kind of living temporarily, I've kept some things in boxes. And so I went to an old box where I kept things today, and I have to tell you, kind of my whole life was in that box. I had pictures from my first grade class. And I was going through all the pictures. I had, well, I won't trouble you with all that was there. I found the list. But in addition, I found a binder that I haven't looked at least since I've been in Phoenix, which is more than 6 years, and it's a shame. I found I've got a lot of reading to do. Because I just found a treasure trove of writings. But I found this binder, and it was a notebook that Dr. Scott put together. He called them doc notes. And as we come to the table of the Lord, I'd take you where, we haven't probably been for a while, wherein Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord." I have received of the Lord, I can say. It's not from me. I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. That the same, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show, you do declare, you do exhibit the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man, I'm going to add to this. Let a man examine for himself We all have a job to do. To look into God's Word. And through God's Word, gain the assurance ourselves. Of what? God. In Jesus Christ. Has done for us. But let a man examine for himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. If I may, I'd like to read Dr. Scott. Note on unworthily, Greek word anoxios, unworthily. This is an adverb. Adverbs are words used to modify, example, to describe, to limit, or qualify a verb, an adjective, or another adverb. In this case, the adverb unworthily is modifying the verbs eats. Or drinks. The bread and cup of the Lord. Thus, it is the action, the eating or drinking that is being modified, not the person. This verse does not, repeat, does not warn against partaking unworthy. But rather the warning is against partaking unworthily, that is, in an unworthy manner. All versions agree that the key word is unworthily, an adverb, thus describing the quality on the manner of partaking rather than an adjective word which would modify the person partaking, i.e. modifying a noun or a pronoun. For centuries, the church, in its wrong traditions, has filled people with fear and guilt at the table of the Lord by insisting that the participants examine themselves before partaking, to see if they are worthy, because to eat and drink unworthy is to eat and drink damnation to oneself. This is entirely false and not true to the Scripture. Paul said to examine your manner of partaking, lest one partake in an unworthy manner, unworthily, and by so doing bring damnation to oneself. Most all the versions agree on this, which I will illustrate by showing the word through the versions in 1 Corinthians 11:27, in which in each case is an adverb, and then by showing contrast the adjective and the form of the word. And he goes on and he gives the French and the Spanish and the Portuguese and the Italian and the Latin and the Greek and the English, and he separates the adjective from the adverb. Nothing could be more clear. As Jesus said, you make void the word of God by your traditions. Let every tradition be a lie. God's word is forever settled in heaven. Unworthy people can partake at the table of the Lord of both the bread and the wine. We are made worthy when we partake worthily, which Paul defined as discerning the Lord's body. Paul makes clear in the 29th verse that you only partake unworthily when the act of taking the bread and the cup is done not discerning the Lord's body. I'm going to save the next note for another time, but It really is, well, I'm going to save it for another time. We never do this the same way. There's never a set way to do it. I mean, we do it the same way in that we take the cup, we drink the cup, and we eat the bread. Yeah, we do that the same way. But it's never the same way. It's not a ceremony. We do this because Jesus said to do it. And in doing it, we do it in remembrance of Him. In our presentation tonight, we spoke of Jehovah Rapha. We see in Isaiah 53 the revelation of God, of we see God revealing Himself further in Jesus. Further in the name Jehovah Rapha, for it says, with His stripes we are healed. God is the source. And He wants to be recognized as the source. And a way that we recognize God as the source is at this communion table. When we take the bread, discerning that He did what He did not have to do. Only blood was required, but He gave His body also for our healing, for our shalom, for our Jehovah shalom. When we take this, let us discern the names of the Lord. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom. When we say the words, with His stripes, we were healed, as Peter said, looking back. Claim that promise with me. This cup, Jesus said, this is my blood. The life of the soul, Leviticus testifies, is in the blood. This cup is here because the life of Jesus was poured out on Calvary. This is a picture that God gives throughout the whole of Scripture, from front to back, from the first time He killed an animal to put a covering on Adam and Eve, to the book of Revelation where it says we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. We are cleansed from all our sins. You want a definition of righteousness? Sinlessness. Sinlessness. Over and over and over in God's Word, He says He'll cleanse us. He says He will forgive our iniquities. He says He will forget our transgressions. And the claim of a Christian is, in the Lord have I righteousness. Jehovah, Tzidkenu. Jesus, the name of the Lord, is a strong tower. And by the blood of Jesus, we are made righteous, and we can run into it and are set alive. Thank God. Thank Jehovah, the self-existent one, the one who reveals himself, for revealing this name, the Lord, our righteousness. Take it in Jesus' name. Amen.